Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth, and I hack travel. It's time for the long-awaited new season of Travel Hacker, and this is the dictionary definition of long-awaited. But that's not my fault. If you've listened before...
Excuse me.
The show works a little bit like this. That man you just heard there, my long-suffering and lazy producer, Christopher, and I go hacking travel so you don't have to. Well, actually, we do it so that you can travel with the hacks that we give you. Because I know more about travel than you. You're not as good at getting places as me. So I help you find hacks to get to places better. Could be a saving of cash or time or finding a generally better way to do things. And Chris comes with me because he loves me.
I do love you enough to have done six seasons of this. But do I love...
Is this the sixth or the seventh?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Like, lockdown confused a lot of things. I'm still not quite over it, to be honest. I think the big question is, at the end of this season, will I ever want to see you again?
Wow. That's a really big question to ask at the beginning of the season. And if you want to jump right to the end and listen to all of them together, you can by visiting our Patreon. Patreon.gov.
Oh, my God.
Go find Patreon. We're on there. So over six...
Is that it?
No.
No, that'll do.
Travel hacker-ish. So over six episodes, we're going to do something great. Let's begin.
Hello, Rich.
Christopher. Welcome to King's Cross.
We've not been here for a while.
I don't think we've been here hacking travel, have we?
Well, other than literally the last time I saw you hacking travel was at this station.
No, we arrived at St Pancras.
Okay, which I can literally see 30 feet away.
Yeah, but...
And I've registered on the London map as King's Cross St Pancras.
Yeah, because they're joined by an underground station together underneath, but it doesn't mean they are...
And a Pelican Crossing.
But doesn't mean they are... Anyway, look, it's good to see you.
Oh, yes, nice to see you too.
Off like
Sorry,
this.
You're right.
How's your tea?
Looks good, actually. Thank you.
Good. I didn't get you sugar, but I didn't think you were a sugar kind of person.
I'm not a kind of sugar guy, no. No. You've basically taken this over.
Yeah.
This is entirely on you.
This one's on me.
Which I'm delighted, because you are the travel hacker.
I am the travel hacker. I hack travel. This whole project, this whole way of living, this whole thesis is mine.
Thesis?
Yes. I hack travel, as you know. But I do have an increased self-awareness as I age that you have done a lot of the logistical heavy lifting in some of the things we've achieved.
Yep.
So it's on me today.
I'm so excited.
Obviously, I couldn't hack travel without you. I need you for the technical side of things.
Oh.
But today, we're not just hacking travel. It's me saying to you, I am your friend, I am here to help. I know you're a busy man. I know the life you lead. And to be honest, I know how busy a lot of our listeners are, which is why I have devised this specific hack that this series of Travel Hacker is going to take care of.
So I know that we've got roughly 24 hours together to do a whole season.
Strictly speaking, 22 hours together.
Oh, shit. Okay. And I am going to guess that we're probably going to want to get at least 8 hours kip. So that doesn't leave... I mean, I don't even know where we're staying. This is going to need some... How much are you allowed to reveal now about what we're going to do?
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Okay.
We are going to give you a good night's sleep. Because I know that's not what you're getting right now. You've got two wonderful daughters.
Mm-hmm.
But they're young. Mm-hmm. They are demanding. I have a young son and two older, more experienced young people. But I too am tired.
Yes.
And I think tonight,
yes,
you and I will finally get the rest that we deserve. And we will demonstrate a little, not just travel hack, but a life hack to our listeners, to our patrons, to show them how they can squeeze more meaningful rest into their busy lives.
Please note that services are subject to delay because of failure of the electricity supply near York. Every effort is being made to restore services to normal as quickly as possible.
Rich.
Please listen for further announcements.
Rich?
Yeah, I heard that. York is a long way away.
Right.
Okay, they've got time to fix that.
We're not going to York?
Where we're going, my friend, is further than York.
Can I have a guess what we're doing?
Yeah.
Spa weekend?
No.
Oh, my God. Why? I knew that wasn't going to be it. But what you said implied it was going to be it.
No. We're going to Scotland.
Oh!
Yes.
Well, that's great.
The land of big country and fresh air and rest and recuperation.
Hang on. We don't have enough... No. I'm not doing a there and back in a day. I'm not doing it.
Hey.
I'm not doing it. I told my wife I'll be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I have basically a 24-hour pass.
You will be back tomorrow.
I know for a fact the train doesn't leave at 5 in the morning because I've tried to do it a number of times in the past.
We are on the 10 o'clock train to Aberdeen.
Oh, fucking hell. We're going to Aberdeen?
We're not going as far as Aberdeen.
Right.
We're going to get off in Edinburgh.
Oh!
Yeah, all right. Are you happy with that?
I absolutely
We'll be getting off at Edinburgh, subject to those... power supply problems in York at 2:20.
And then a day out in Scotland?
A day out in Scotland.
Nice.
You got it.
Okay.
4 hours travel. We'll be back by tomorrow.
Okay. So how are we going to be back tomorrow?
I've got all the train booking sorted, don't you worry.
I've got an idea. I've got a good idea. And I have to say, I'm very excited.
I am too. Right, let's get some train snacks. So... on a busy, noisy, noisy, busy train, and the threat of delays, with the threat of... what a poor script. So
on a noisy, busy train, and with the threat of delays, we boarded and
started
the most important,
with the most
conversation,
important
of all.
Conversation of all.
Train snacks.
Train snacks. We're rowing, and it hasn't even started.
Yeah, you had breakfast.
I had a smoothie.
Okay.
I have a smoothie every day now.
Really?
Yeah.
No breakfast?
Right. Well, I had breakfast.
As a smoothie?
It's a smoothie.
Okay.
It's got oat milk in it.
Okay, it's all right. I had a granola, yogurt, and strawberries. So, healthy fuel, but we both got some nice Waitrose baked goods.
Waitrose. What you got yourself? A
pain chocolate.
Yeah.
You got a Leandro Trossard or something?
I've got Leandro Trossard,
chocolate Trossard or something.
And you got, you got fruit jellies.
Yeah. Which I'm hoping are a little bit like my nan used to have them.
The really soft ones.
They were like jellies, but in the middle of the jelly, it would have like a little crystallised bit of like fruit that would just sort of like cover you as you
bit
into them.
No.
Nice.
Not for that.
I got candy kittens, sour watermelon.
See, I feel like every single hack that we've ever been on, you've had, you love your sour sweets.
I do. And these are gourmet sweets from London.
Because they're gourmet, I will try one.
And they've got no palm oil and they're carbon neutral.
I wouldn't even know what palm oil was.
You don't know what palm oil is?
No, I do.
It's like, I can't be bothered to explain.
We're not here for the palm oil.
You should have less food with palm oil in it.
Okay. Is it bad for
you? It's not that it's necessarily bad for you, it's about deforestation.
Oh, okay. Wasn't prepared for that.
I know. I did find it a bit weird at the counter at Waitrose. They have like the camera fixed hard on your face, and it's quite my res.
Sure. Well, it's CCTV, isn't it? I mean, I've actually said at the till, CCTV is recording.
Yeah, it is. I mean, what bothered me about it though was your so I did my little posy face to it as I always would, because I'm a show off.
And because we're in high spirits, I'm posed with you.
And your reaction was, wouldn't it be weird if this is the last thing we ever do? And this is the last face we're ever seen.
Well, I'm not, the 22 hours that we've got together today, I'm not anticipating that anything's going to happen that would mean it would be the last thing we ever do together. But anyway, even if it was, my brother works for Waitrose, so I'd imagine he would be able to...
He'd be able to what?
Access, like, our last division, which would be nice for the order of service for the funeral.
And your brother is a security contractor for Waitrose who goes through their CCTV.
No. He doesn't. He works in finance or something or other.
Well, that's not a thing. That wasn't in finance, a thing. There's no way your brother can access the CCTV from Little Waitrose in King's Cross.
I would imagine. All right, let's just take Waitrose into account here. I would imagine that anyone who works for Waitrose would be able to access their CCTV.
Anyone. So like somebody just works like randomly on a till, or somebody works in PR can just access CCTV.
Yeah, I mean
that. No.
Well, certainly finance would, because if you and I hadn't paid for our Leandro Trossard for the jellies and all that, your finance guy would want to see who are these companies.
So, your brother is doing like the end of year audits. He's looking at EBITDA.
Yeah,
he is trying to evaluate the success of the sour watermelon
tickets.
Yep, that's great.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
So all of a sudden he's sort of broken up, like trying to forecast 23-24.
Because the manager of the Little Waitrose at King's Cross has said some bloke in a pair of salopettes and some bearded dwarf.
Now I wondered when you get to this. It's taken, I mean, it's about an hour since we bumped into each other.
You're wearing ski salopettes.
I mean, reappraise what you just said. What am I wearing?
I don't know how you describe them.
It's quite... I'm wearing...
Come on.
Dungarees.
Is that what they're called?
And I knew on the way here, Richie's not going to be able to resist talking about dungarees. And I'm astonished it's taken you an hour to mention the dungarees. Tell me about my dungarees.
Your dungarees are black, and you are wearing them over a white and yellow Sprites t-shirt, and they are giving you the air of a left-wing children's entertainer.
How could you tell the political affiliation of a TV presenter?
Whether they're wearing salopettes or not.
Oh my God. That's unbelievable. And also, why is that a cuss?
It's like what?
You said it like it's a cuss.
It wasn't meant to be a cuss, it was a description.
Right. Toe. So anyway, so your brother's broken up, like his annual sales performance.
Yeah.
To go to Little Waitrose and look through the CCTV.
Because, as everyone knows in retail, every penny counts.
Right.
Look after the pennies, the pounds look after themselves.
I mean, the cost to get your brother to do that would be more than the cost of the fruit jellies.
The fruit jellies, made with real fruit juice. And let me just check. No palm oil.
No, they both have no palm oil.
There we go.
Is that like a statement for you now? You can never eat stuff with palm oil anymore.
I'm going to look further into it and find out what it does.
Are you feeling rested?
No. I want to ask a question.
Far away.
About where I'm sleeping tonight.
Where did Garden City?
Oh. I quite often take Rocco to look at the trains from the top floor of that multi-story.
You don't?
I do. It's called the Howard Centre.
You take your son at the weekend?
I've got some interesting train fact coming up for you in a minute. You'll really like this. The weekend, yeah.
This feels like an Inception train. It feels like a conversation within a conversation, right, in avoidance of the conversation I was trying to start.
We are about to go over Diggswell Viaduct.
Sounds like a euphemism.
Which is, no, it's beautiful. It's really, really, really high up. And it was opened in...
Oh, I have cycled past this.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Opened in the late 1800s by Queen Victoria. And they needed her to go across it to prove to the travelling public that it was going to be safe.
Right.
So there you go.
So they just put her life on the line.
They did, yeah. And she got across it. And here we are, 170 years later, still doing it.
And they got the guy, he did well, to do it for them.
Yeah.
So you take your son to Welling Garden City, multi-story car park, to look at trains.
He comes away happy.
And do you look at, is there a specific sort of train that you look at? Is that like, you know, every Wednesday at 11:02, there's like a Flying Scotsman or something?
You know, when you're under five,
Wear dungarees.
And wear dungarees. When you're under five, you go somewhere where a train flies by every 2 minutes. You're happy. Yeah. And it's free. Whilst your wife is in the Howard Centre shopping.
Oh, this is what you do.
Oh, yeah, you see. Multitasking.
Nice. I like it. The question I asked you, though, which you all of a sudden very rapidly darted away from, was about where we're sleeping tonight.
We are going to bed in Scotland.
Right. I mean, I guessed that.
And I will have you at work tomorrow.
So is someone giving us a lift back?
Yes.
Pretty much the same.
Yes, they are. Someone is giving us a lift back.
All right.
Don't worry. I will fulfill all the promises I've made to you. And to recap.
Oh, thank you.
Lunch menu. You will have a restful day. You will have a good night's sleep, and you will be home tomorrow as you promised your wife. And you will be at work tomorrow. And someone is bringing us home.
We're sleeping on a train, aren't we? You're making me sleep on a train, aren't you?
Have you ever been on the Caledonian Sleeper?
No.
Well, you will be tonight.
Okay. I don't know what the Caledonian Sleeper is.
You'll find out at 9:45.
Oh, man. Why have I got this sort of real heavy wave of anxiety coming over me?
I've booked us a cabin together, and we will have a good night's sleep.
Oh, my God.
And we will also, for the first time, sleep together. We will consummate this podcast. Are you all right?
I'm actually... I've got multiple emotions all running through me at once, but I think it's overall positive.
Relax, digest,
yep,
and we'll talk more at York.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What a dry inbox we're going to have.
Why don't we put this clip
into all the other episodes, like before where the ad break goes, with a funny line that no one will really understand and they'll only get if they've listened all the way through to this point.
So are you telling me that we're going to put a clip in every single previous episode that goes, do you know what? I've forgotten to mention the email address. It's not going to make any sense to them.
What is the email address?
TravelHackerPodcast@gmail.com.
Boo!
Quarter past 12, Sunday afternoon, East Coast Mainline. Christopher, we're north of York. How are you?
I'm feeling quite tired, actually.
That's good.
I feel like...
this is great. I'm so delighted to hear that. Because today is all about showing how, in this crazy, fast, modern world we live in, that travel can be rest and recuperation as well. I want you to get the rest you deserve. I want us to get the rest that we deserve. We don't get it as parents. So the fact that you're feeling snoozy, relaxed, chilled, 2 hours into our journey up to Scotland from London, I'm delighted to hear that.
Okay. I don't feel yet, if I could be critical, Rich, that, you know, you're an expert on trains.
Mm-hmm.
You told me there was a railway museum we just went past.
We went there.
Didn't blow me away. You told me an interesting thing about a train that crosses over another train line. I thought that was quite good.
Okay.
But tell me more about, like, where we are. What's so interesting about this train line?
We're on the East Coast Main Line. We've just left York, which is home of the National Railway Museum, which I haven't been to since I was probably about 10. I'd love to go there. It's got the Mallard. Do you know, heard of the Mallard?
No.
Record-breaking steam train that set the world record for speed on a steam train on this East Coast Main Line.
Stevenson's Rocket?
No, Stevenson's Rocket was the first train, which was in Stockton on the... it's free, go for it. Stevenson's Rocket was the first ever train by George Stevenson in Stockton, so on the northeast.
Before he wrote Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah. Oh, maybe Robert Louis Stevenson then, not George Stevenson. Stevenson's Rocket. But the Mallard was... Coffee, please. Yes, please. Thank you. Nigel Gresley was the designer and maker of the Mallard.
Nigel Gresley?
Yeah. And the Mallard, 126 miles an hour on this very train line.
I'm okay, thank you.
Would you have a sugar, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So yeah, 126 miles an hour for the Mallard on the East Coast Main Line. Now, obviously, we're not on a steam train. We're on one of LNER's Azuma trains. Azuma is Japanese. Do you know what Japanese for Azuma?
What, Azuma is in English?
Yeah, Azuma is in English. Do you know what that is? Because Azuma is a Japanese word.
I reckon it's... Zoom.
East.
Wow.
So, you know, you're learning things.
What's west?
Azuma. I don't know. I don't speak Japanese.
Sure.
Azuma. Yeah, so that's what we're on. The LNER Azuma, which is zooming us up to Scotland. We'll be getting off in Edinburgh 4 hours, 20 minutes after leaving London. Why did you turn away the tea or coffee?
I'm had enough. I don't have tea after lunchtime. Is there
anything else? Most people have tea after lunchtime.
No.
Coffee before lunch, tea after lunch. That's what Prince Charles does.
I have tea in the
King
morning.
Charles.
I have tea in the morning and like licorice tea or something like that in the afternoon.
Do you not drink coffee?
No.
I did not know that about you.
No, you must know that. I've never touched a cup of coffee in my whole life. Well, I've tried a few sips.
Actually, in fairness, you with caffeine inside...
Tea's got caffeine in it.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it does.
Tea's got tea inside it.
Oh, my God.
Tea doesn't have caffeine, does it?
Of course it does.
Adam? Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Why do you think tea gives you energy? But there is...
The mystique of the tea leaves.
If people are able to read fortunes from tea leaves, there's obviously energy in it. So that's where the energy comes
right.
from.
Right, that's it. There's mystical energy in tea.
Right.
So we go. No, can't you back that up?
But no, joking aside, the reason we've come up the East Coast today is because it's just the most beautiful line. Today is all about rest and recuperative travel to show you that the time that we don't have in our lives these days, we can restore ourselves through travel, and you can restore yourself by looking out at the absolutely beautiful scenery that the East Coast Main Line gives you. At the moment, we've got wonderful fields of North Yorkshire.
Yeah.
So to come, you know, post Newcastle,
yep.
we've got the East Coast, got the Borders going across Berwick.
Borders.
The Borders.
We've got Holy Island.
Holy Island, Lindisfarne, the train. Alec. Yeah, Alec to come. The train hugs the coast
yep.
before we hugs get into Edinburgh.
I do like this bit. This is that one of my. Oh, okay.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Is it going to stay dry?
I haven't checked the forecast, actually.
I haven't been to Edinburgh, like, for a nice. Dry day for time.
They do say don't go to Scotland for the weather.
No.
And we're not. We're going to Scotland for a good night's rest.
Yes. Still weird that we're doing this.
It's all good.
I'm genuinely quite excited about it.
Good, so you should. I'm
what
excited.
What would you do at dinner?
We'll have time to have dinner. Lovely.
On the Royal Mile?
We could do Royal dinner on the Royal Mile. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll re-answer your question. Could be the Royal Mile. We will have dinner in the...
Yes.
We will have our dinner in one of the finest cities of Scotland that you could possibly dream.
Good. I know, obviously, because the Fringe, I know a lot of places I can recommend. So we'll have a wander later.
It'd be nice to find somewhere new together.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. I like new stuff.
Status update 12:30, just outside of Darlington, red signal, but that's fine. Time's
Darlington
on our
red
side.
Signals, that's our sports team.
Yeah. American football.
Yeah.
I know you said you were tired,
yeah.
So something to lift your spirits.
Yeah, I'm not looking down, I'm feeling like, you know, chipper. It's just pretty dopey.
What would you do with £3,500?
Oh, what would I do with £3,500? I'd buy a holiday. That's a family holiday.
Where would you go?
Europe, because I don't want to go further than Europe, because the kids will kick off.
What kind of European holiday, £3,500?
Good question. Somewhere where we can go to a city and the beach.
No, I don't like it.
Nice? Sure, yeah, great.
Lovely.
Wasn't what I was thinking of, but you've made me think of it on the spot, and I'm saying yes.
I got on the way in this morning a scratch card.
Let me have a look at that.
Yeah.
Super sevens.
If you're leaving us, please ensure you take with you all your personal belongings and please mind the gap when alighting from the train onto the platform. Thank you for travelling. Again, sorry for the late rally and for any inconvenience caused. Big stop, we'll be done.
£7,000, so £3,500 each.
Great. It just says if you get one seven.
Excuse me.
You get 1 7, you get your money back.
Yeah.
2 sevens, you get.
I didn't really look at the rules actually. Right, 1 7, you get your money back, which is £1. 2 sevens, £2. 3 sevens, £5.
Right.
And then I assume.
£7,000.
Oh, I don't know. Hang on. Let's have a look. Match 3 identical amounts to win one of those amounts.
So as well as sevens, it'll say like £1,000.
Yeah. Reveal one or more seven in the play area to win the corresponding prize as shown in the prize table. So how do you win the £7,000? 1 7 is £1.
I guess it has
2 7 is
£2. £7,000 as a number.
Yeah. I can't remember the last time I did a scratch card.
I mean, it's the National Lottery, it's not
hang
like
on, on the, right, so on the back, these are the prizes that we could win.
Right.
£1.
Yep.
£2.
Really happy.
£5.
Delighted.
£10.
Yeah.
I mean, that's dinner.
It's, what?
£20.
Edinburgh's more expensive than that, mate, but carry on.
£40.
Now that's exciting. £40 is an exciting dinner.
£100.
That's dinner with a bottle of wine, mate.
£200.
That's dinner with three bottles of wine.
£7,000. Quite a jump to the top prize, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm up for it.
Cool.
When are we going to do it?
Do you want to do it now?
No.
What do you want to do? You want to sit and think about more ways to spend your £3,500?
If we do it now, we've probably got nothing, yeah. The longer we go without doing it, the more we still have £7,000.
Okay. Well, how about we do it at Berwick?
Let's discuss it again at Berwick.
Well, no, because we've got Newcastle to come.
Yep.
I think we'll discuss again at Newcastle.
Right.
We'll do the scratch card at Berwick.
Yep.
Because at Edinburgh, obviously, we're getting off, and that's not the time to be scratching.
I think we only scratch it when 100% of us agree to scratch it.
I think we only scratch it when the person who's holding the card decides to scratch it, and that's me.
But when did you get this?
At King's Cross.
Okay. What card were you using at King's Cross?
The Patreon card. Yours that you gave to tell me to go and get some stuff from Pret while he set the kit up. Sorry. Hang on.
So I paid for this.
You've paid for this?
Okay, we're not even thinking about it till Berwick.
Oh, that's boring.
£7,000 rich. What are you going to spend it on? Or £3,500 of it. Or £1,000 if I list.
£3,500 season ticket.
What, Raoul one?
No, Arsenal.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with the rest of the money?
And episode 2 will drop next week unless you want to just go straight into it. Nuts deep on Patreon. Patreon.com/travelhacker.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.